Hello, beautiful people. What's good? What's here? This is your girl, Ernisha, and welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is December 21st, 2023 at 12:13 p.m. on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. How are y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Hopefully, you guys are doing well. I know y'all like, oh my God. So this episode is not going to be long. I just want to check in with you guys. How y'all feeling? I'm feeling good as can be. Right now, my mentally health scale is, I'm at an 8-9. So I think I'm going to start doing like check-in mental, you know, mental check-ins. But today I feel like an 8 or 9, I should say, or this week I feel like an 8 or 9. For the last 2 years, it's been a lot of personal family stuff going on. And I'll get more in depth in that on my next episodes. But I just wanted to check in with you guys and see how y'all feeling and give y'all some good energy. I know a lot of people are going through it, including myself during these holidays. But just stay strong as much as possible. If you need to cry, cry. Crying is healthy. And make sure you're taking your vitamin C, because I know a lot of people are getting sick. And make sure you take your ginger, your honey, make sure you have your lemons, drink all your water. Hopefully you guys did your annual checkup, okay? I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I went to the doctor, everything is good with that. I went to the eye doctor, everything's good with that. Y'all, I didn't make my dentist appointment. I mean, of course, I brush my teeth every day and I do got my own little floss, water floss thing, but I do need to make an appointment, so the top of the year of 2024, I am going to the dentist. But other than that, everything's good. I hope everything's well with you guys. I know, again, everybody's going through something, you know, just try to be kind to people, but don't let nobody test your gangster. Still be gangster, still be 10 toes down. Know your worth, okay? And yeah, you guys, I'm just living life. So I just wanted to give you guys a little sprinkle of a little something, something. So just to give you guys a little test of what I'll be talking about. But this topic is really, really crazy. I wish I had a male person sitting here next to me on my couch so we can go back and forth about this topic. But I just feel, and some people might not feel like this, BBLs are coming to an end. Like, I don't have a BBL, you know what I'm saying? And some people do a BBL for different reasons. That's their business. But I'm just thankful and grateful that mine is homegrown. My body is homegrown. So for instance, if I was wealthier and stuff and I had children, you know what I'm saying? I might do a little nip and tuck, but knowing me, I don't like surgery like that. And I don't like needles like that, even though I have 10 tattoos. And yeah, I just wouldn't do surgery. I'll just work out. But that's me. Some women, when they have children, they have the money for it, they'll go under the knife. But for me, I will not do that. I don't think I would do that. I'll just be more scared of, you know, will I come on, you know, will I wake up from the surgery? You know what I'm saying? Because even though you have doctors with all these degrees and everything, you just don't know how much anesthesia you might get. You know what I mean? And you just, stuff happens, and sometimes you come out of it and sometimes you don't. So it's just like, I feel like most women get BBLs for men, and then the other, you know, have do it because of different reasons, like a mommy makeover or whatever the case might be. But I just want to encourage women to love on theirself, you know, and do other things with that money instead of getting a BBL or doing surgery. Invest in something that's going to make you wealthy and your family wealthy and your children wealthy and your grandkids wealthy. You know what I mean? Like, so generation wealth. That's about it. This is just all over the episode because I just want to give you guys something because that was on my mind. So I just feel like if you work hard on anything, naturally, you'll get the best results because, you know, you don't want to work out either too much. You know, you want to pace yourself and take your rest days and stretch and everything. But I just feel like, you know, just take the time to love on yourself and find yourself. And no matter what you do in life, somebody's always going to talk about you. So, you know, I just feel if a man or if you're, you know, if a man or a woman wants you, they're going to want you for you. And I feel like if they don't, they don't. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. What else, you guys? I miss you guys. Like, this is just a tester to see if y'all listening to me. The ones that keep complaining. Anisha, when you gonna drop an episode? Anisha, when you gonna drop an episode? So, if I get a lot of views, not views, because we're not on YouTube, baby. We're not on YouTube. This is the auto, okay? If I get at least, no, I ain't gonna say that, because you know, some people, they might don't want to listen to my ass talk, but yeah, I'm just excited for the new year and everything. And like I said, I'm gonna start a little segment in the beginning of my episodes of a mental check of how I'm feeling the week of or the day of or whatever the case, because we need that, you know. And what else been going on, y'all? Oh, if you don't know, my beautiful niece Zoe is one and doing everything under the sun. You know, that I just love that little girl. You know, she's doing good things. All my sisters are doing well. My parents doing well. My best friend, Lil Sonya, her child is doing good. Shout out to them. Shout out to my best friend Isaiah too. He doing good. Shout out to my best friend Judith. She doing good. My family, you know, we've been through a lot these past 2 years, but we're holding on and doing what we need to do and hold each other, you know, down and loving on each other. So shout out to my family. Yeah, you know, it's just a lot going on both sides of the family, and I'm just grateful and thankful that I know I listen to rap music. I know I listen to gangsta music, but at the end of the day, you know, I do listen to God, and that's holding me and my family down. God has us, and I'm not gonna get into too much details because that is an episode that I'm gonna go, like I said, more in depth. But yeah, other than that, I love you guys, and I just want you guys to know that if nobody don't love you, you should love yourself. The world been through a lot of stuff this year, and I'm not the one to talk about hot topics. Yeah, just pray for the world, pray for yourself. Even if you don't believe in God, I mean, you should just at least try to learn about God and what he can do for you. I'm not here to preach to you guys because I'm not perfect, okay? All right, but at the end of the day, just be kind. And like I said, you know, still be kind, but don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm an emotional gangster, in the words of Cardi B. Okay, like I love people, care about people, but then when you cross that anger side, I don't like you no more. Okay, you guys, I love you guys. Talk to y'all soon. Happy holidays, happy birthday, I don't know. Have a beautiful Thursday, y'all. Peace.